Blog Talk Radio.
Peace to the ancestors. Yes. Peace to Dr. Cornell West. Yes. Peace to the movement. Yes. We came from the bottom. Ever since they got us, we've been going through these problems. 400 years behind and it's no promise that we gon' never actually be equal, to be honest. It's messed up how they put us in chains, kidnapped our language and changed our names. But when we speak Ebonics, then they call it a shame. They leave us with a couple options, rob or slang. Now we locked up again. How much can our skin take? We went from slaves to inmates, carrying the weight of the 50 states, working your forms. Black nannies carrying white babies in their arms. Black men sacrifice their lives in your wars, but you'll never show appreciation here at home. You treat us so damn wrong. You act like you hate my race. The police, they just beat us in the streets like an 808 base. America, when will you defend my case? You never will, cause your freedom is fake. I'm only living here cause I wanna get paid enough to round up all my family and shake.
Get up, get up. Get up, get up. Get up, get up.
Worst case scenario, might work till a couple of quirks. Can't call it pancakes cause you pour some syrup. It's a whole lot bigger than a pretty new house, especially when the rodent's still running about. P. Diddy running marathons, racing dough. That's going to the school where the tax money go. Homeland security now, there's a phenomenon. Pacifying folks by hanging Saddam. Troops still riding, still obliging, still no Bin Laden. Tuned in waiting for the president's announcements. No 40 acres, take these 40 ounces. We ain't gon' get on the levees. Revolution televised early. Is you ready?
Why you wanna treat me so cold, America?
Forced to climb, instead of how you back, have you beat and lost your mind? Especially when you done been down for so much time. Getting up don't even really ever cross your mind. You got pawn shop, gun shop, liquor store sign, SWAT team, crack fiends, unemployed line. Stay late, dollar short, trying to buy time. What we do to survive is defined as a life of crime. You can't ball, then you forced to grind. If you fall, then you cross the line. And I've been putting in work from 9 to 5 and 5 to 9. Since phone calls cost a dime, what it made me is one of the relevant, highly intelligent. Brothers not only dealing with the same drugs, telling you, if I'm a hustler, then what's more American? We all founded on the same drug heritage.
America, why you wanna treat me so cold, America?
America, why you wanna treat me so cold? America, I done gave you all.
Hello?
Hello?
I can hear now. Is your show on yet?
Beautiful. I thank you so very much. We're just getting it started. Ladies and gentlemen, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Who's ever talking, Mr. Cannon, Dr. Lee, I can hear you now.
Beautiful. Ladies and gentlemen, we appreciate you so much for your patience as we start this show tonight. I want to say that I appreciate you so very much for tuning in. We had some technical difficulties, but seemed like we got that settled at the moment. But ladies and gentlemen, I appreciate it. My name is James Cannon. I know normally we're listening to Dr. Mary Lee's show tonight, but I have the privilege to kind of bring in a conversation and a subject that I think is very valuable to us as a people. And so as we jump in this conversation tonight, ladies and gentlemen, if you're on, we're going to make your microphones live so that you can come into this conversation so that we can be able to articulate this together, so that we can be able to dive into, again, subject matters. I thank Dr. Lee and our co-host that's normally on tonight. But as tonight, I want to take this conversation to a level of, you know, where we can kind of dive a little deeper into our communities, into the hearts of what's going on with our young men across the country, what would cause us to have such divisive feelings towards one another, that we're shooting and killing each other at alarming rates, more alarming than what the police is shooting and killing Afro-American Negro men across this country, more alarming and rates than what our known enemies, some we can call by name, the Ku Klux Klan and skinheads and other organizations that have made it known that they have hate for us, that they have hate for the Afro-American people, they have a hate for the Afro-American man in America. And for their own reasons, they don't want to see the Afro-American man thrive. They don't want to see the Afro-American family stay intact, you know. But ladies and gentlemen, it's a sad thing when people in our own families, of our own ethnicities, of our own history and background, can wish for us to not make it to the top, where they can have desires for people within their own family to fail. You know, we talk about stories that we know, like in the Bible, where Joseph had brothers, but yet there was a hate in his heart for his brothers from his brothers. And we see that for whatever reason, maybe something his daddy said, his mama said, but it was 12 of them in the family. All 11 of them hated this one. 12 boys, and their object of hate was going towards this one that was a dreamer, that had visions. But yet they found hate for him to the point where they would sell their own brother into slavery. They would tell their daddy that their brother had been eaten by wild animals and make up lies and stories to cover up, ladies and gentlemen, their hate. And I submit to you today that hate will make you cover up things. It will make you function and operate in what an evil way. If you let hate remain in your life, hate will destroy your life. If you bring hate in your home, hate will destroy your home, ladies and gentlemen. That's what I want you to understand, that hate will be so destructive that it will cause you to hate on people within your own home. Once it gets into your life, hate's job is to make a fool out of you. Hate's job is to bring you to a point where you don't even like yourself, where you can't even stand yourself. You start out hating other people, but eventually that hate will turn towards yourself. And you will start hating you, ladies and gentlemen. So the first part of this show is where we talk about stop hating. And when you look at the fact that there's people within our lives and community that no matter how good you treat them, it's not enough. They have a unquenchable hunger and thirst to be right, to be first, to achieve to the point where they will push everybody else down. Everybody else becomes a hater to them. But in reality, they are the haters. The reality, self-hate is one of the worst types of hate. Well, we hate everybody else because in reality we hate ourselves. Some people disguise their hate for themselves by pleasuring themselves with everything that they possibly could want at the expense of stepping on other people, at the expense of being ugly towards everybody else out on the road, but I must have my way. I got to have my way. I got to be first. And that's the form of hate, ladies and gentlemen, because it's sabotaging. When you sabotage relationships with people that you could befriend and get to know and you could build healthy relationships, but you go through life where you don't give a darn and you don't care about nobody else but you, your feelings, your emotions. I submit to you, ladies and gentlemen, that will blow up in your face. I submit to you, ladies and gentlemen, that if you go out every morning hating on everybody but you, then the real hater is going to be seen and it's going to be you. And then in the final analysis, people that you could have built healthy relationships with, love relationships with, you garnished nothing but hate coming from them. And that's because you planted those seeds. You planted the seeds of selfishness, but hate came up. You planted the seed of greed. Everybody else seen your greed. They said it's something about that person I don't like. They're a greedy person. They're a mean person. And you cause people to hate you because of your self-indulgence into yourself where you don't see nobody else or feel no pain. The only pain you feel is your pain. The only thing you see is you. What I submit to you, ladies and gentlemen, that's going to backfire on you. And that's going to cause in your later life when you need people around you, when you need people to love you, when you need people to stick their neck out for you, nobody's going to come show up for you. At a time when you're going to need people the most, because if you go through life planting seeds of hate, guess what? Those seeds are going to produce a harvest. They're going to produce fruit of hate that's going to come back in to you, ladies and gentlemen. And, you know, we've got some young kids and young people that call themselves gangsters and Bloods and Crips and Skinheads and the Klan and we just got some knucklehead, confused young people that's really, what they say, excuse my French, fucked up in the brain, in the mind, ladies and gentlemen, where their mamas can't do nothing with them, their daddies can't do nothing with them, their teachers can't do nothing with them, the police can't do nothing with them, they got to wrestle them down, they can't obey and won't obey a simple command. They got to exhort authority. They're effed up in the brain, effed up in the mind. And you almost have to say, you know, Young man, you hating on yourself. Young man, you need to stop the foolishness. You need to stop the hate because your hate is so destructive that it pushes the every ounce of love in you, it pushes it back. So when you find yourself with nothing but hate on the inside, you become an evil person. Hate brings evilness. Hate makes you act stupid. Hate has stupidity written all over your forehead. Show me a person that's full of hate. I'll show you a stupid person. I show you a person that's so stupid and so full of hate that they will sabotage their own life. God will send them blessings, and they will sabotage the blessings that God sent. God will send angels into their life, and they will try to tell the angel. God will send visitation from heaven, a word from heaven for them one more time. They will grieve the messenger that God sends to them. That's stupidity. And when you find yourself acting out in stupidity, you'll find yourself, ladies and gentlemen, doing some effed up things. You're going to F over people. F up your own life. F up your education. F up your family. Because you're full of hate. Because can't nobody tell you nothing. Can't nobody pull you to the side and kick you some knowledge because you think you already know. You think you already got it. Well, young man, how you going to get it if you think you already got it? You so full of hate. Some men that will F up other families, fuck up other families for lack of just being direct. F up your own mother's life. They call them mother effers. These are people that are so stupid that they won't even listen to their own mama that birthed them. These are people that are so stupid that they won't listen to wise counsel if you serve it to them, if you beg them to listen, if you pay them to listen. These are people that's going to go out in life and have shipwrecks because of their own stupidity. Causes them to make unwise decisions. Young women that even if God spoke to them from heaven and told them this is a bad decision, I let this life inside you, let it live. We act stupidly out of our own emotion, feeling. Things our peers tell us. Even if we know the heart of God and what God is trying to tell us, the direction we're going in is wrong, the things that we're doing is wrong, to pick up a gun and go shoot another person and take their life and take them off the planet. You know it's wrong, but your stupidity, the stupidness in you, caused you to take a life knowing that you're going to have to stand before God and give an account for your stupidity, knowing that there's a place called hell, knowing that there's eternity for stupid, evil people that have no redemption, no love on the inside of them. They F up their own life. They become mother effers. They left F up their mama's life. They F their mama's life up. A person that would make such stupid decisions that they will F up their own mama's life. They will F up other mothers' lives that got children that they love, that they birthed, that they had dreams for, but yet a stupid motherfucker, that's what they call them, will make a decision to take another person's life over a cell phone. take another person's life because they stepped on their shoe. Take another person's life because they disrespected them. I say stop the hating. Stupid motherfucker. That's what they said to him. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I know it's harsh, but what do you say about a person that will take a gun and shoot somebody 4 times for nothing and come back and shoot them again, ladies and gentlemen? What do you call them that will throw their life away? Now they're going to be locked up in a jail cell for 23 hours a day. And if they get the death penalty, then they got to go stand before God and give an account on why they shed innocent blood. Shed innocent blood, ladies and gentlemen. And you got to stand before God. Stupid. Stupidity. Stupidity. We've got some stupid young men that won't listen to their mamas and won't listen to their daddies, won't listen to let them come to this show. I want to talk to them. I want to come. I want to have a conversation with the stupid mothers in this world that won't listen to their mama but want to break their mama's heart with their stupid decision. Calling all stupid young men to this show. Want to have a conversation with you. Stupid young lady. Want to have a conversation with you. I want to say stop hating on yourself. That you got to stand before God for your foolish decision. Take an innocent life. Don't join hands with a murderer. Don't join hands with murderers, ladies and gentlemen. People that's willing to take innocent people's lives for their satisfaction, for their selfishness, for their gratification. They're willing to F up a mother's life, F up somebody else's family, because you wouldn't listen. You wouldn't be teachable. You could have been great. Greatness stamped across your head. Could have been great. But you chose stupidity. You chose stupid decision. You chose to drop out of school. You chose to get on drugs that will take your life to the bottom. You chose to listen to people, women, knucklehead friends. You chose to be gullible. Chose to take a gun, shoot another man, shoot another person for no reason. And knowing that you got to face the judicial system, knowing that you got to face God, ladies and gentlemen, if you get away in this world, the blood of the one that you've taken is crying from the ground. God said, I hear your brother's blood crying from the ground. Shed innocent blood, ladies and gentlemen. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to take a life. I'm sorry, y'all. I don't know how to say it any easier. And I know there's things that people double-cross you. I know people cheat you. People lie to you. People disrespect you. But I'm saying stop the hate. You got to figure out a way to stop the hate. You got to let the hate stop with you. You got to say, listen, I got to stop this thing. I got to stop the hate. And I'm not talking about justly standing up for yourself and defending yourself. You have to justly stand up for yourself. There is a time, ladies and gentlemen, where you be just in killing. If you have to take a life, you have to take a life because you put me in a position where you want to take my life, and so therefore I have to defend myself. That's just. We're talking about unjust killing. We're talking about murderers, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about people that got it in their heart. If it's in your heart to kill, if it's in your heart to hate, you got to check your heart. lest you become one of the stupid motherfuckers that will pick up a gun, take another person's life over nothing, over an offense. Jesus said, turn the other cheek. He said, love your enemy. Pray for them to despitefully use you. If not, hate and it will take over your life, and you will become evil, and you will begin to do evil things, and you will be labeled based on your decisions as a stupid motherfucker in life. I know this raw, y'all. But some men, young men, need to hear it raw. They need to hear it so raw, ladies and gentlemen. They need to understand that, listen, if you take a gun, and you take somebody's life with that gun, they're going to lock you up in jail. And they're going to have you confined in a small jail cell for 23 hours a day. And then when you die, ladies and gentlemen, because you've taken innocent lives and you had hate in your heart, when you die, you go to meet God, and you stand before God, and you give an account of the deeds done in your body. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for God shall bring into judgment every work, whether it be good or whether it be evil. I say, ladies and gentlemen, check your heart now. And if there's hate in your heart now, go before God and deal with the hate that you have in your heart. And be honest and come clean and say, God, I got it. I got it. I got hate in my heart from people. I got hate in my heart for black. I got hate in my heart for white people. I got hate in the heart for my children. I got hate in the heart for everybody, God. Let God help you deal with the hate. It starts with that self-hate first. Stop hating so you don't become a stupid motherfucker. I'm sorry, y'all. Stop hating so you don't become a stupid because what I submit, ladies and gentlemen, hate in your heart will make you make decisions based on the hate that you have in your heart. And that's the reason Jesus said, if you got hate in your heart, it's like murder. It's already murder. You already got murder in your heart. So you got to check your heart. You got to check your heart, ladies and gentlemen, in such a way where you understand that God wants to change your heart. And God wants you to be able to check your own heart. Because when you check your own heart, ladies and gentlemen, what you're going to find is the heart is deceitfully wicked, full of evil thought. Everybody's heart is full of wickedness and selfishness and evil thoughts. But when you check your heart, let God check your heart. Let God show you some things in your heart about you. You know, when you check your heart before God, ladies and gentlemen, then what you're going to find is that God is going to do some things in your heart and change your heart. But you got to be willing that what God shows you, ladies and gentlemen, it may not be a miraculous miracle of your heart changing, but it may be him working through you to get some of the hate and foolishness out that's on the inside of you. You know, so when we say stop hating, it ain't something that you can just pray to God and say, God, help me to stop the hate. It's some things you're going to have to do. It's some apologies that you're going to have to make. It's some forgiving that you're going to have to forgive in order to deal with the hate in your own heart. You can't keep hate in your heart and think it's going to hurt other people. It's going to hurt your enemy because you're hating them. No, what's going to happen is going to make you become an evil person. You harbor hate in your heart. It's going to make you become evil. It's going to make your decisions evil. It's going to make how you handle people and situations, it's going to make you handle them in an evil way, ladies and gentlemen. You know, and some of our young men in our cities that call themselves savages and gang members, they pride themselves on the fact of having bitterness in their heart. It's a badge of honor for them to carry hate in their heart. And I get it. A lot of things have happened to a lot of people that we feel we got a right to hate. I get it. There's a lot of women that's been hurt and violated and perpetrated on by family members and people that they thought they could trust and that they had put their confidence and trust in, and we violated them and hurt them and let them down. And some of our children, we called them out of their names and disrespected them. We got to forgive, ladies and gentlemen. Some of us got to forgive Papa. We got to forgive Mama. We got to forgive Uncle and forgive Auntie and forgive our big cousin for some of the things that they've done. Because the unforgiveness harbored in your heart will cause seeds of bitterness to live in your heart. And those seeds of bitterness, if unchecked and not uprooted, ladies and gentlemen, will cause hatred in your heart. And it comes from the bitterness, the seeds of bitterness. Because you're so bitter, you can't see straight. You so bitter, you can't even think straight. So bitter, you can't even be creative. I submit to you, you let that bitterness lodge in your heart. It's like poison that's going to grow up in your garden from the ground up, but it's going to take over everything in the garden. You got to get the bitterness out, because bitterness leads to the hate, and hate leads to evil action. A young man is bitter, and he goes out the house because of being disrespected, and he feels like he's a nobody, and so his bitterness caused him to go pick up a gun, go shoot somebody else innocent. I get it. Become a stupid motherfucker, for lack of a better term again. Now you let your bitterness make you go pick up a gun and go shoot innocent people, you stupid. Now your life is totally messed up because you're going to get caught. Now your life, you're going to remain in a jail cell. What else do I call you other than stupid? And I'm disappointed because you're not stupid, but your decisions are stupid decisions. You're not a motherfucker, but your stupid decisions cause you to hurt mothers. To F over mother's lives. So you become that. You F up your own mama's life. Now she's hurt. Now her life is destroyed because you made a stupid decision. Stop the hating. That's what I'm saying. Say to the kids, honestly, that's a stupid decision. You were born a boy and you want to become a girl. That's stupid. Who fooled you? It's not from God. You listened to some foolish people. You're born a man with a penis, and you want to cut it off with an operation. You're a stupid motherfucker. And if your mama lets you go and make decisions like that, if your daddy lets you make decisions like that, then they stupid too. dumb, ladies and gentlemen, says something about your mental capacity. But stupid says something about your decision, ladies and gentlemen. And your stupid decisions cannot be blamed on your mental. Your stupid decisions may be blamed on the fact that you had bitterness on the inside of you and you didn't check that thing. And that bitterness led to hatred. And hatred led to stupidity of decisions. And it proved that you are evil. Your evil decision will prove what you are. And ladies and gentlemen, we've got some young men that's our children, that are nephews and cousins and some nieces and some young ladies that's making some bad decisions that make them look like they stupid motherfuckers. I'm sorry. We didn't raise you to be stupid motherfuckers. Mothers didn't go through 8 months of birth to raise stupid, foolish kids that will go out and throw their life away. Now they got to be locked up because they didn't listen to their mamas. You stupid, you, what else do we call you? Help, my son has lost his mind. Ladies and gentlemen, I got 2 books. I wish you would get both of them. One is called Abort No More Kings, and so we praying with stupid folk in that book, people that will make bad decisions and abort the life of their own babies that God has greenlit. We want to pray with you. People that would take a gun and shoot another person and take an innocent person's life because they want to be called a blood or a crip or a gangbanger, or they want to get some street creds and they want to take another life and don't realize that they got to stand before a holy God that will say, depart from me. I never knew you, you wicked, stupid mother, you know, because you stupidity. Causes you to make decisions that prove that you are evil. So, ladies and gentlemen, get my books, Abort No More Kings, Stop Hating, Can I Live? And we talk about how not to be stupid, how to make wise decisions, how to listen to your mama, how to listen to your daddy, how to listen to the teacher, how to listen to the preacher and make wise decisions so you don't have to go down in history as one of the stupid motherfuckers. So you can go down in history as one that made wise decisions, one that made your mama and daddy proud. Put the gun down, young man. That's what I'm saying, because that's going to cause you to make stupid decisions. That's going to cause you to be locked up in a jail cell. Use a gun, they're going to start out with 7 years. Use a gun and rob somebody, and you're going to rob yourself of your own life, of your own prosperity, of your own ability. You're going to make your mother sick. You're going to break your mother's heart. Young man, use a gun and you're going to go to jail. And you know what? You're going to be a motherfucker because you know what? You're going to F up your mama's life. That's what you're going to do. You're going to F your own mama's life up. You're going to bring tears to your own mama. You're going to bring your mama to a point where she's going to have a broken heart crying over you, and when she should be celebrating you, when she should be standing next to you with your trophy, where she should be standing next to you where you there litigating in the courtroom. She should be standing next to you when you get your judgeship. She should be standing next to you when you become a millionaire, a billionaire, but yet you one of the stupid motherfuckers that's going to throw your life away, listening to your knucklehead partners, your knucklehead friends, and break your mama's heart. Don't be a stupid motherfucker in 2022 is what I'm trying to say. I'm trying to say stop the hating, young man. Stop hating on you. Stop hating on your family. Stop hating on your mama. Stop hating on your education. Stop hating on yourself, young man. Speaking to the hearts of young men, because I've got 5 sons. And God has blessed me to be able to watch these young men.
and to understand that they're going to make some knucklehead decisions. They're going to make some decisions that's unwise, but I don't want them to make decisions that's so unwise that people label them as stupid motherfuckers. And we as Afro-American people, Negro people in this country, we've got to make sure that other ethnic groups respect our decision, respect our children, respect our women, respect our mothers, and respect our sons, and respect our fathers, so that they don't label us as the stupid motherfuckers, that they label us as the intelligent and the wise and the godly and the holy and the righteous, the ones that make wise decisions with their money. Make what? To take another man's life, you must be out your mind. To shoot innocent people, you've lost your mind. You one of the stupid motherfuckers in America. You one of the stupid motherfuckers in life. You one of those that's going to go out and have a shipwreck, that's going to go out in life and shipwreck your own life. If you don't listen to your mama, young man, you one of the stupid motherfuckers. If you don't listen to your daddy, you one of the stupid. Even learning from their good and bad. But I said, listen. You got to put your listening ears on. You got to watch as well as pray. Yeah, you got to pay attention. I get it. Mamas and daddy don't always make the best decision. But you got to honor them. You got to respect them. You got to learn from their mistakes, and you got to hold them up. Because if you came through your mama, you got to respect that. That she let you live. That she gave you an opportunity to breathe. She allowed you to take them legs that you've had and learn to crawl, then learn to walk, then learn to run. What you owe her is your best. What you owe her is to go and become magnum cum laude, straight A's, to go make something of yourself, not to be one of the ignorant, stupid ones that's going to throw your life away and locked up in a jail cell. They got a jail cell with your name on it. And over the top, they got lifer. Over the top, they got stupid motherfuckers. Here lies the stupid motherfuckers. Here lies the ones that will throw their life away for nothing. Here are those stupid motherfuckers that were full of talent and opportunity, but they threw it away. Gave their birthright up for a bowl of porridge because they wanted to be seen. They wanted to be the class clown. They wanted to have street cred. So you broke your mama's heart. You effed up your mother's life. You become a motherfucker because you effed up your own mama's life. You effed up other mothers' lives because you think it's okay for you to become a bully. And you go out and bully people. You go out and bully families. You go out and take advantage of the weak. God says, depart from me, I never knew you. What I'm trying to say, ladies and gentlemen, even in our own families, we've got some knucklehead folk. We got some folk that make some knucklehead decisions. We got some folk that don't want to listen to us and don't want to listen to God. And when you do that, you come to a point where you become Ichabod, where God's presence is removed from you, from your dwelling place. And any man that would make such unwise decisions that would cause God's presence to be removed from him, from his own life, the only thing that you could say about that person is he was a stupid motherfucker. God gave him life. God gave him opportunity. He'd throw his life away. God gave the woman the ability to be the life giver. She bore her own seed. Imagine if Mary would have aborted Christ on the inside. That baby was sent from heaven. Child sent from God. Touched the world. The child that God placed inside your womb as the mother of all living Ladies, listen to me. Don't join hands with the murderer. I don't care what the senator and the congressman and the lawyers and doctors that don't love God, what they got to say. I'm saying you got a king on the inside of you. You can't abort that king. Abort no more king. We got to get mad, ladies and gentlemen. We got to make it unthinkable to abort a king. Unthinkable to pick up a gun and shoot another man, let alone another black man of your own. You know the struggle. What our grandparents and great-grandparents went to be able to lift their head high, to stick their chest out, just to be able to say, I am a man, knowing that they could be lynched for just standing up and just for straightening up their back. People would have hate towards them, people that hated them for sure, people of different ethnicity, people that was making money off of them. They had a reason to hate them. And we knew it. And now we, as black folk in America, we as Afro-American people in America, we as Negro people in America have the greatest homicide rate in our community, and we know it. Well, our kids are killing and shooting each other. They're not sitting down next to each other in church and singing how good God is and on the organs and the choirs and building camaraderie and building love and unity in the community. What we're doing is we think we big and bad enough to go pick up a gun and go rob and steal and cheat. I'm saying what you are. That's the tactics of stupid motherfuckers that live in the most prosperous nation in the world. We won't put our minds and hearts together to lead this nation. We'd rather go to the back of the line and act like stupid motherfuckers. Act like when somebody says, cut your hair to get a job. Somebody say, pull your pants up to come in church and be respectful. Somebody say, lady, wear a bra. You got your titties all hanging out, and you coming in church, be respectful. And we got the nerves to think that they hating on us. No, you hating on decency and order. If somebody tell you a man, a boy with a penis should be a male child, period. There is an order. There is absolutes that God gives. And he says, stand up for truth. Stand up for righteousness. Stand up against stupid motherfuckers that will do stupid things. I'm not talking about mistakes. I'm talking about people that pick up a gun and go kill innocent people. That's stupidity. God's going to deal with that. And we can't turn our heads on it. It's not funny to watch it on the movies no more. You see people shooting and killing each other. It's not funny. And it pours out to real life, and you see mothers' hearts tore up. When you see young men that do the shootings, life shot down the drain. And when you see other people that's been shot by stupid motherfuckers, killed by stupid motherfuckers, only thing I could say is stop the hating, y'all. We got to stop the hating. We got to say it so loud and long enough so our kids get it, that they understand it's unacceptable to abort your own child. It's unacceptable to take a gun and shoot another person innocently because they made you mad. Stop the hating. We got to say it in English. We got to say it in Spanish, Chinese, Japanese. We got to say it in Arab. We got to say it in Russian. We got to say it from the valley. We got to say it from the mountaintop. We got to say it in the commercials. We got to say it in the documentaries. We got to say it in the movie. Stop hating on us. It starts with black men. Stop hating on black men. Starts with black women. Stop hating on black men. Black men, stop hating on black women. Black women, stop hating on black women. We've been through enough in this nation. Drop your rocks. Unless you become a stupid motherfucker. Because of bitterness, your own bitterness, your own hurt. Hurt people hurt. So we don't want to be known as the hurt people, the hurt race of people, the hurt culture of people. They so hurt, you can expect them to hurt. No, we've got healing. There is a bomb in Gilead. Dr. King talked and taught us about love. Christ taught us about love. William Seymour taught us about the Spirit of God. Christ taught us about the Spirit of God. I say if we apply the Spirit of God and the love of God, the way God and the men of God that God sent to us, the prophets, the way they taught us to apply love and forgiveness, then we won't be stupid. Children won't be stupid. He said, teach your children, pass this on to them, precept upon precept, here a little and there a little. Stupidity, ladies and gentlemen, where you're not checking your children. You're not looking them eyeball to eyeball and say, let's pray, son. Let's pray, daughter, first, because I got some tough things I need to say. You're not wearing that. You're not going out like that. Stop the hating. When they say it to us, what do you mean when you say stop? Well, we got to say it too. Stop hating on us as black people. 265 years our relatives labored in America. Stop hating on America. Been in this country and loved this country. It ain't right. It ain't perfect. But this is my home. I'm going to stand for it. And so I can turn to those in my family and say, y'all acting like stupid motherfuckers. Because y'all going out into the world unprepared. And you're not ready. And you're not thinking. And you're emotional. You're wearing your feelings out on your shoulder. You easily to trigger. You're easy to set up. You're easy to track. Collectively, we have the ability to stamp out the foolishness in our community. Collectively, we have the ability to speak, not the power, but to speak to our own kids, to speak to our own family, to set a standard of what we will and will not do, what we will and will not allow. We got to cry out, stop hating on us. As Afro-American people, as Negro people in America, first we got to stop it ourselves. We got to stop shooting ourselves, stop lying to us, stop playing the dozens with us, stop denigrating us, our women, our children, our men. We got to stop it. Then other people will see it. It's like arguing brothers and sisters that argue and fight in public all the time. People watching. Wise father will first go check his children and say, bring yourself under order. We in public, y'all. Because we in public, and we got to turn to our own kids and stop the hating. Y'all hating on each other. Stop the foolishness. Y'all perpetrating foolishness on each other. And people watching, we in public, the world is watching. So the pastors in the black community got to say, stop this foolishness. Pastors have to get out and go and say, stop this. We're looking for the stupid motherfuckers in the community because we got something we got to say to them. Because the stupid ones is going to shoot up the church and shoot up the bar and shoot in the streets. And so let's go to them now. Let's identify them where they are. Let's don't wait for them to make the mistake. We know we got stupid motherfuckers in the community. We got to go to them, get to them collectively as a group. We got to approach them and let them know that we see their stupidity, their decision is messing up the community, is messing up the family, is messing up their own individual lives. Going to take people off the planet. They're going to be locked up in jail for the rest of their life. There's no other name to call it. no other name to call it. It's not dumb. Dumb is mental. Can't help yourself. Stupidity, you're not stupid, so I expect better from you. You weren't born stupid, so I expect you not to make stupid decisions. I'm not calling you stupid, but what I'm calling what you've done, you are intelligent. You are bright. You are filled with the Spirit of God. This is not the fruit that you're supposed to be producing if you're intelligent. Your fruit shouldn't be unintelligent fruit, shouldn't be wicked fruit, shouldn't be evil fruit, ladies and gentlemen. Your fruit be the fruit flowing with milk and honey, flowing with living rivers of water. Sometimes we speak too much death over our own lives, death over other people's lives, fear over our own lives, fear over other people's lives. You only get a minute in life, and it's just 60 seconds in it. It's forced upon us. We can't refuse it, didn't seek it, didn't choose it, but it's up to us to use it. We're going to suffer if we lose it. Give an account if we'll be. I'm talking about the time that God has given to us. And it's an unwise man that wastes his time. A little sleep, a little slumber going to lead to your poverty to prove that you're one of the stupid motherfuckers that will waste your time and let other people play with your time, let other people manipulate your time. Life is made up of time, minutes and seconds, valuable because you never get them back. You let foolish women waste your time. Foolish women lead you like a donkey is being led. Stupid motherfucker. The Bible speaks about that in the book of Proverbs. And you should read the book of Proverbs every morning, young man, if you don't want to go out in life and be one of the stupid motherfuckers. If you want to be one of the wiser ones and make wiser decisions, the book of Proverbs were left by wise men of God. Talked about his good and bad. But he gives wisdom in there to be wise. Wisdom calls out from the street. Get you some of it, ladies and gentlemen, because you're going to need the wisdom of God to get through from here. You're going to need the wisdom of God to help you deal with your own hate that's down in your heart that your mama caused, that your daddy caused, that your sisters caused. It's there. If you don't deal with it, that bitterness and hate mixed together cause you to do evil things to where you don't even like yourself. Well, when you start examining the evil things that you're doing and you find yourself saying, I don't even like myself, the things I'm saying, the things that I'm doing. The Bible says in the last days, the love of many will wax cold, y'all. And when you understand what that means is, that means that your bitterness and your selfishness will cause your love to be so cold that they call you a cold-hearted mother. I'm not using that word, ladies and gentlemen. This is not my favorite word. It's not my favorite word. But when you run up against a family and you see their loved one has just been gunned down, and you see with tears in their eyes, they look into the camera and say, you stupid motherfucker that would shoot my child for no reason whatsoever. How do you express it any other way? I get it, you got to forgive. And I promote that. But when you understand, ladies and gentlemen, that there's some people that's in deep need of God, deep need to lay down before God and prostrate and cry out to God and let God show them who they are, what's inside them, and let God transform them like the caterpillar coming out the cocoon. Because even though I talk about stop hating so that you don't be one of the stupid motherfuckers in life, we all capable. We're all capable of being that, ladies and gentlemen. Because we're all sinners. All have sinned. If nigga is the worst word in the dictionary, then we all are that. We worse than that. We all was wicked. There was none righteous, no, not one. We all capable of hate. We all capable of evil. But when we submit ourselves to God and we say, God, help me. I see me. I don't like me. I don't like the things I say. I don't like the things I do. I've identified some bitterness in me, God. I don't know how it got there. I've identified some hate in me, God. And that hate is real, God. I can feel it. It brings my blood pressure up. I can feel it. Got to take it to God, y'all. Or you will become a stupid MF-er. Stupid person that will F up their mama's life, F up other people's mother's life, because you was offended. Somebody hurt your feelings, didn't give you the love that you thought you deserved. They didn't treat you right. They didn't handle you right. The Lord that we follow loved his enemy so much, y'all, he died for him. He said, turn the other cheek. He said, you have not yet resisted under sin, under blood striving against sin. You have not yet resisted under blood striving against sin. You can give a little bit more before you go off. Some people say, you know, I'll go off. You do that again and I'll go. But you can turn the other cheek. When you turn the other cheek, listen to God to talk for you, to you. You ain't just turning the other cheek, but you turn another cheek that you might hear God so you don't become a stupid motherfucker in your action. I've got a book, ladies and gentlemen, I'm coming out with, and it's called Help. What does a person do when their child is acting stupid? What do you do when your student is acting stupid? These are people that you got love for, not strangers. People in your own family is acting stupid. We can add the MF onto it, because if they're going to become evil, evil people, stupid motherfuckers, because they chose to go down those roads. They chose to be evil. They chose to shed innocent blood. You can pray for them, and I think it's necessary. If you run up against stupid motherfuckers and you determine this is one of them, first of all, you got to tell them you got to stop hating. You stupid motherfucker. You got to be able to say it to them. So some people need to hear you say it. Some kids, until you look them in the eye and let them know that plainly, that's what you're doing. You're making some stupid motherfucking decisions. You're not stupid. Now be careful not to call you stupid. But if you your decisions are effing up mother's lives, a mother, son go and shoot somebody and end up in prison for 30 years, and mama got to go back and forth to the prison for 30 years with her head up and a smile and trying to say, son, I still love you. You haven't messed up my life. I know that you did this wicked and evil thing, and everybody in the community think I'm evil too, but because I love you so much, son. No, she got to say, son, what you did something that was so stupid. You in line to be called one of the stupid motherfuckers in life. My son, my baby. You're not my son. Yes, ma'am, your son. Your son did something stupid. Not my son. Mothers want to quick say, not my boy, not my son. He don't do stupid things. He don't make stupid decisions. My son ain't one of them stupid motherfuckers. No, yes, your son. If your son picked up the gun, if your son fondled or raped the girl, it was your son. Yes, your son. No, not my son. No, yes, your son. Your son. Your son. He's one of the ones. Stupid motherfuckers in life. Had opportunity, could have went to school, could have been great, could have been a genius. Book the numbers, didn't need pencil, no paper, Richard Pryor said. But look at him now. Out there chasing the train. Out there don't even know who he is. Out there totally out of his mind and sipped up everything. Let every woman lead him like a rabbit. No consciousness of where you're being led to. Foolish. Pants. Go get the job and they want to fight you. Stupid. In America, home of the free, the land, it ain't perfect. But you can be what you want to be. You can go do it if you want to do it. You can run the touchdowns, hit the baseball, make the movie if you want to. You can write the book, sing the song, lead the exercise class. You could be the preacher, the teacher. You could be the apostle if you want in America. Great opportunity. People come from all over the country, all over the world to get to America, the home of the free, the land of the brave. But we got some stupid motherfuckers here too. That even though the door of opportunity will open up, Dr. King said, we got to be sober enough to go through the opportunity. We got to be wise enough to see the opportunity, to go through the doors of the opportunity, or we go down in history as some of the stupid motherfuckers in America. The opportunity and the table was laid before them for greatness. Wouldn't even come to the table. Black colleges all around the country, they wouldn't even go and enroll in the colleges. They could go online and read books on how to buy real estate with nothing down. Won't even buy the books. But we'll hang out on the street, take all the drugs and drink all the liquor. Want to get a come up. Want to hit the lottery. Stupid, stupid, stupid motherfuckers. Well, we want to instead of believing in our gifts and our dreams and our talents, fooey on the lottery, fooey on the welfare system. I'm saying we don't want to be that, y'all. I'm saying we're not that. That's the reason great disappointment that because of great love. You can be greatly disappointed with your children because you love them so much. You're not disappointed with them because you hate them. You're disappointed because you love them. And you got to tell them, son, you want to go put your penis in another boy? You must have lost your mind. And you want to go put your penis in the fence, in the wall, in the mattress? That ain't what it's for. Not hating on you. Stop the hating. No, hate is if I let you go with that foolishness. Hate is if I let you think that you're a girl when I know everybody else know and God knows that he created you to be a man and he created you a male child. He's given me a male child, but you want to act like a sissy, like a little girl, like your mama, like a woman, and that's hate for me to allow you to go through that. It would be hate for me to allow you to go through an operation to get your penis cut off. That would be hate when I know that you're a child. Love speaks the truth. Hate turns his head. Love stands firm and look you in the eye. Say, you a stupid motherfucker if you do that. If you let your lust so confuse you. You refuse to go get counsel from real men. So you become a stupid motherfucker in life. You become a one that doesn't still seek God. Wise men still seek him. The wise men came from the east to seek him. They said, sir, we will see Jesus. You come to get wisdom. You got to go across the country to find out truth, to get wisdom. Don't join hands with a murderer. You got gang-banging friends that's out there doing gang-banging knucklehead thing, taking innocent blood, shedding innocent life, effing up their mama's life, effing up other mothers' lives. Who will tell them that they stupid motherfuckers? I'm talking about people that will pick up a gun to defend their life. There is a time where you defend your life. You stand firm as a man and you defend your life. There's a time to be just in killing. If you try to take my life, my family's life, and if you're coming against me, then I gotta stand against you. You leave me no choice. To be just in killing. We talking about murder. We talking about blood on your hands. Were you trying to hide? Were we talking about that was your boy, your daughter, and you don't believe it because you don't believe that your boy, your daughter, could be the one. Here's the answers, ladies and gentlemen. In my book, Help, My Son Has Lost His Mind. Get it from Amazon. We're talking about peer pressure. My son has lost his mind. The greatest distraction to your children is going to be their peers, their knucklehead friends that they think know everything. And it ain't following the leader. It's following the follower. They're following each other. They don't know. But it's their peers. And they're going to feel comfortable around them, talking to them, doing what they do. Figuring out how to get around authority, how to get around mama, teachers, and people that set in place to help guide your young man, guide your daughter to make wise decisions so she don't go and wreck her life because she want to sleep with the whole football team because it feels good to her. She forgot about chlamydia. She forgot about VD. She forgot about the diseases and AIDS. But because it feels good, she not only did she want to sleep with the whole football team, now she also want to sleep with the cheerleaders too. So now her lust has driven to her place where the football team is not enough. The cheerleaders are not enough. Now she want to sleep with her dog and animals, and her decision has proven that she's one of the stupid motherfuckers. She ain't one of the dumb ones, but she's stupid because she let the lust for boys, and she allowed the whole football team to go up inside her. And then she allowed her lust and her nastiness to bring her to a point where she want to lay down with all the women and eat within they sacks and they salad at the same time too. And she cannot stand up and stand before the people and say she wanted the intelligent one. She wanted the wise one. And don't hate on her if she chooses to sleep with the football team. Don't hate on her if she want to toss the salad of the cheerleader. Don't hate on her if she want to change and become a man. We're not going to hate on you, but we're going to let you know you're one of the stupid motherfuckers in life. Because instead of keeping your chastity and finding a man that will love you and bear children with you and you would have a family, effed up your life with your effed up decisions because you didn't want to listen. God sent good point to your life and you didn't want to listen to them either. So what I'm saying is tonight, ladies and gentlemen, you got to have some boldness. You got to pray to God to give you boldness to when you see people effing up their life and making stupid decisions that you don't tiptoe around it. You let that little young boy know, and if you take it from your girlfriend, that's rape, and they're going to lock you up in jail, and you're going to go down as one of the stupid motherfuckers in life. If you go pick up a gun and go shoot people innocently because you're going to get some street creds, know what you're going to get? You're going to get labeled as one of the stupid motherfuckers in life that threw your life away, that effed up your mother's life, that effed up some other mother's life because you were stupid. You was a stupid motherfucker, stupid in life. You were stupid. You didn't want to listen. You didn't want to pay attention. You didn't want you didn't want to be teachable. So you go down in life as one of the stupid motherfuckers in life. That's what you want. You want your child to go down in life as one of the stupid motherfuckers? Well, you better do what the Bible says and chastise that young man. You got to let that young man, it's not acceptable for you to sell dope and live in my house. It's not acceptable for you to have a gun and live in this house. It's not acceptable for you to have murder and hate in your heart. You need to get to church. And we're going to be in church every Sunday. We're going to be there on Sunday. We're going to be there on Monday. We're going to be there on Tuesday. We're going to be there on Wednesday. We're going to be there on Thursday, you're going to be there on Friday, because I'm going to do everything I can do to get that hate out your heart. Sometimes we see it, but we're afraid of our own kid. We're afraid to say you've been acting like a stupid motherfucker again and let them know it's not acceptable. I don't want that drug money. I don't want the money where you're destroying your own community. I don't want the money where you the leader of something wicked. Got to ask God for boldness, y'all. You got to be, if we got to speak to the police and say, stop killing us, y'all acting reckless. If we want to say to the Klan, stop killing us, we want to live, then we got to be able to turn around and say to our own kids, stop killing. Stop hating your brother. Stop hating because you're acting like a stupid motherfucker. I would say it to my sons. I hope you would say it to yours. You don't want to, but there comes a time, ladies and gentlemen, there comes a time where men have to get out in the streets and say to our sons, with no joking on our face, we've joked enough, we've comedied enough, we've sung enough. Our communities cannot be the worst communities. Our communities, we got churches in every street. Sometimes you got to get out there in the kids' face when they don't listen to nothing else, and you got to tell them, listen, y'all acting like stupid motherfuckers. We didn't pray. We didn't cry. But there's a point where the Bible says you got to go to them. Look them in the eye. And if they don't hear you, then take somebody else. Then if they don't hear them, then you take the church. If they don't hear that, you let them, you dust the dust off your feet. If they don't want to hear God, and you tell them, ma'am, you have that abortion, God's not happy. You go shoot another man, God's not happy. Still go do it, then you turn them over to God. The God might turn them over to the devil. And at least the devil will work on them in such a way and bring them to a point where they realize they need God, where they realize they need to go back to their mom and daddy's house and listen, where they realize that they didn't waste their life doing stupid knucklehead things, and they've been labeled as one of the stupid motherfuckers in a pig pen, eating pig, hog pig, when their daddy is a king, when the daddy want to give them the kingdom. He said, it's my good pleasure to give you the kingdom. I want to give you the kingdom, and you selling for a hog pig. The daddy should say, you's a stupid motherfucker. And I excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, that is not my favorite word. But I'm tired of hearing about black men killing black men. I'm tired of hearing black women say that black men ain't nothing. I'm tired, ladies and gentlemen. And so I think we got to get in the face of our young men that don't want to listen. I can't get in the face of the police and say, stop killing us. Cannot get in the face of the Klan and say, stop killing us. But I'm afraid to get in the face of our own children and say, stop killing us. Put your guns down. Get back in church. Figure out what you're going to do with that bitterness in your heart. Give it to God. There's a scripture that says, in him we live. In him we move. In him we have our being. That means, ladies and gentlemen, we shouldn't even move at all unless we move in God. We've been through too much in this country as Afro-American, Negro, Black people to be afraid of our own kids, to be afraid in our own communities, to make knucklehead decisions where father can't do no business with his sons, where sons can't do no business with their family, where daughters, as soon as 18, they want to get away. I'm saying we need to stop the hating, y'all. We need to identify the hate, and if it's within our hearts, we need to take it to God and get it out, because hate leads to evil. Hate will blind you where you can't see straight. Hate will cause you to throw up bitterness every time you start to talk, and people can hear the bitterness. God, Christ said, love your enemy. Pray for them to despitefully use you and persecute. No other leader taught it like that. Love your enemy, those that despitefully use you and persecute you. You have to commit to that. I think Dr. King committed to loving and teaching love your enemy. He wasn't a perfect man, but the principles he taught was perfect principles. That love has a way of dealing with the conscience and breaking down the morals. Love has a way, ladies and gentlemen, it's like heaping coals of fire upon the shoulders of your enemy. They can't stand it. They know what to do with your hate. They don't know what to do with your love. So if we would conclude and say that tonight, you know, I threw it out rough. I want to open up the lines. I want you to come in on this conversation. Maybe I was a little rough. Maybe I said it a little rough. But I'm going to put it in a book. Stop hating stupid motherfuckers. I'm going to put it in a book, y'all. I'm going to put it in a book because it needs to be said. It don't need to be said to the police. The rates of them killing us is no, ain't even no comparison of us killing each other. Lying on each other. Can't work with each other. We 5% of the population in most communities. Our community is the worst communities. At least it looked that way. So I'm saying I think we can do better. Bill Cosby tried to say it and we didn't want to receive it. He's tried to say it nice. He tried to say it calmly, tried to put it in calm, and we felt like he was talking down to the Black community. No, he was saying, stop killing each other, stupid motherfuckers. That's what he was trying to say. Stop destroying each other. If you don't know how to do it, then go to church. Be teachable. If you can't work with your family, then go sit down with some counselors and say, how do we do it? How do I work? Call into this show. It's going to be a live show. Stop hating stupid motherfuckers. And I want you to call in. I want you to bring your sons that you can't talk to, people you can't communicate, and you're having stupid knucklehead communicating problems. Bring them to the show. Let's figure it out. Let's talk about it. Let's point it out. Let's hear them. I want to hear what they got to say. Call them to the show. Set the show up. You got a stupid motherfucker in your life? Bring them to the show. We want to hear what they got to say. Now, if they're dumb and they're mental, then that's something different. You got to go get some help from them. But if they're just acting out of stupidity, bring them to the show. We're going to morph a show. For young, stupid motherfuckers only, come to the show. Bring your mama with you. Because I want her to identify. I want her to tell me, is this your son a stupid motherfucker? Is this a wise young man? Cannons on fire. We're going to deal with it. I'm going to bring my sons to the show too. And we're going to deal with it, ladies and gentlemen. Stop hating. We got to say it. We got to say it loud and clear. Dr. King said we got to say it over and over, loud enough and long enough until they get it. But what about our children? I've seen women where their children are so out of control and they're trying to be nice and say it nice and kind. I seen teachers trying, but as soon as they say, well, you stupid motherfucker, sit down. It's amazing. When the mama said, I'm going to whoop your, and she, I don't know, ladies and gentlemen, I might be wrong. I didn't curse at my kids. I didn't believe in having a curse to them. I believe in talking to them intelligently like men, and I believe that's the appropriate way. But when you see people acting stupid to the point where they could pick up a gun and go shoot somebody and take a life, there's a point you got to take them people straight to hell. You got to let them people know, Doc, and you take that gun and shoot, you going straight to hell. And everybody on earth going to be praying that you go straight to hell. You become evil. You become wicked. Evil and wicked people with hate and bitterness, you can't play with them. You can't pacify them. You got to talk to them straight. Man to man, eyeball to eye. You got to pray first because it's going to be a tough conversation. They got a gun, and they're willing to go destroy people's lives. You got time to play. Talk soft. You got to let them know and look them in the eye. And if you do that, you're going to spend the rest of your life locked up in jail because it's called murder. And we're going to pray that you get caught. We're going to pray that you spend the rest of your life in jail. And we're going to pray that you repent before God. We want all murders off the street. Don't join hands with murderers, ladies and gentlemen. Point them out. Don't join hands with people that got so much hate and bitterness in their heart that they will destroy other people. They will sabotage people's lives. We can't join hands with murderers. I got a book. You can get it from Amazon called Abort No More Kings. Get the book. It's a great book. Ladies and gentlemen, I appreciate you listening. My lines are open. If you've been on this show, you've been here, you want to jump in this conversation, I thank you for being patient. I thank you for listening, ladies and gentlemen. But you hear I'm fired up. I'm hoping that you're extremely fired up. And if you need to bring a little water and put some on me to cool me down in this hour, I say thank you. I appreciate it. But I want to hear from you, ladies and gentlemen. We got 15 minutes left in this show. I want to hear from you. Am I right? Am I wrong? Can I help you say this if I'm right to some of them knucklehead young men in your community? Do you know some that you can have call in next week as we set this new show up? Stop hating stupid motherfuckers. Can you have them to come on the show? If you can't talk to them, the counselor can't talk to them, you see they shipwrecked, they're getting ready to go down, then give them one more chance. Tell them to call in the Mr. Cannon show. We're going to tell it like it is. I want to hear their explanation why they cursed their mama out. I want to hear their explanation why they think it's the right thing to go shoot, take somebody else's life. I want to hear. I want you to hear as the audience. So we're setting it up. I appreciate Dr. Lee. Allow me to set this forum tonight, tell you and talk to you about what we got to do together because I want us to do it together. And if I'm too hard, then I got Dr. Lee and Dr. Tatum and others that will come and say what Mr. Cannon is trying to say is this. I don't mind you bringing some water in, but we got to set a fire to this thing where our kids know that it's not okay for them to think like knuckleheads. It's not okay for them to go do what they want to do and shame us as a people. It's not okay for them to walk around with their pants down showing their behind. It's not okay for them to take a gun and shoot an innocent man. Ladies and gentlemen, for the last 15 minutes, my lines are open. If you want to share, give you that time.
Yeah,
be brief. Be powerful in your sharing. James Cannon, yes, ma'am, you're live.
Hi, Mr. Cannon. You are definitely on fire tonight. My name is Lee Hong. And for the sake of time, sir, I'll try to make it brief as possible, although I got a lot in me with regards to this topic. Definitely not, you are not being hard at all. I think it needs, you know, we're dealing with a different mindset of young people. You know, we're dealing with young people who do not care nor respect a Jesse Jackson, do not care or respect a Martin Luther King, a Claude Anderson, a Cornel West. You know, they may give a little bit to Farrakhan because every now and then he will use a bad word here and there. The millennials understand that. So sometimes, you know, I'll put it this way. You cannot deal with a pet bull. You cannot approach a pet bull the way you would do a chihuahua, okay? Everybody knows that. You cannot approach a German shepherd who's been trained by the police. you know, the same way you would a poodle. So yes, when you see someone literally, you know, not only willing to douse themselves with gasoline, set themselves on fire, they've gone beyond that to where they're willing to blow up everybody, and it does not matter because of the matters of the heart, and it is going to take God. So yes, unfortunately, words have to be used, choice words, but it's words that nobody in hood ain't never heard before. And everybody, the nice word is dysfunctional family. We all have some dysfunctional family members. But let's get to the nitty-gritty because you served it straight with no chasers. Everybody has a family member that's a stupid motherfucker, okay? And so, yes, I would have to conclude anytime, and because you are speaking predominantly and especially to your people, you know, and to your village, yes, you have to be a stupid motherfucker to take another young man's life over foolishness. And it starts with, because no one has trained or takes the time to say, listen, we got to stop being so easily offended, number one. And number two, it's okay. If someone offends you, walk away with your life. Don't go and get something to retaliate. That's where it starts. The Bible says the renewing of the mind. So we got to stop and think before we react. That's a whole nother story. That's where it starts. We cannot be so quick, and we have to be trained, or they have to be trained, that when another man, that even if I've got beef with this other young man, he a black man just like I am. So I'm not going to take the life of anybody, especially that of another black man, to have another black mama hollering and hurting and grieving. And God said that when it's, and because I'm going to get caught, because the blood cries out from the ground to God. And then we have the audacity when we done took a life, innocent blood is shed, then we want to be appalled and upset that they want to declare the death penalty on us. No, you was a stupid motherfucker. Yes, yes, you was a stupid motherfucker to do that. You didn't listen to your mama. You didn't listen to your daddy. You didn't listen to the pastor. So we know you wasn't going to listen to God. So you walked right into the trap that the devil had for you. Now, the good thing about grace and mercy, some people don't stay stupid motherfuckers forever. They get it the first time around. And so they go back and they teach the knuckleheads because they were once one. So with all that being said, absolutely not. I think, you know, if the black leaders, particularly black men, sat around the table and start and looked in the camera and was like, look, stupid motherfuckers, because clearly y'all ain't listening to us talk to y'all nice, and we're trying to talk to you like you got some sense of intelligence, but you don't. So since you understand street talk, then let me call you that. Maybe that'll get your attention. And I just think it's time. I appreciate it, Brother Cannon.
I appreciate it as well, you know, and some of the tactics, I didn't necessarily agree as a Christian man, you know, the way the military would do people, and I would watch. I had people in the military, and they would break those young men down, get in their face, curse them out, but it wasn't out of hate. They was in their face. My sister, the captain in the military, Captain Kim Wilson, And I had a privilege to be on present when those cadets came in and watch how they handled them, those drill sergeants, and they talked to them, and they were rough and they were tough, but they didn't have hate in their heart. Now, I'm saying that the military might be a bad example because they're teaching these young guys to kill too, but the point that I'm making is that when we turn a gun on people that look like us, that we know it's going to tear their family up. It's going to tear our family up. But we not
over
thinking.
Foolishness. Over foolishness, Mr. Cannon. Over foolishness. Not in self-defense.
We're not thinking. Sometimes we're not thinking. We just didn't think. So this show, ladies and gentlemen, Stop Hating, I want them to come every week. But we want to make them think. I want to hear, you know, what they're about to do, what they were thinking about doing, what they did do, and let's work through that thing together. It's going to be called Stop Hating, ladies and gentlemen. Anybody else on my line tonight that want to jump in on this conversation? I know I've monopolized it intentionally. I want this to be strongly on your heart as we talk about stop hating in our community. You know, how do we talk to our kids? How do we talk to the knucklehead ones in the community, even if they are our family, if they are our children, our loved ones? Is this the right approach? Those that's on the line, your mic is open. You have an opportunity to jump in at this time as well as we get ready to conclude tonight's show on Stop the Hating, Stupid Motherfucker.
Can I just interject real quick, Mr. Cannon, then I'm going to fall back, I promise. You know, Ida B. Wells, a wonderful woman, she did a study of lynching in America, and I forgot what year it was, but she concluded that there was at least 10,000, if not more, black men who were lynched by the racist Anglo Caucasus Mountain Caucasian people because they had hatred. Unfortunately, in the 21st century, you've got more than 10,000 black lives that other black that was taken at the hand of other black men in Chicago. Number one, let's not forget Detroit. Let's not forget East Oakland, California. That's what I'm saying. So we so quick to cry what the police do and whatnot, but yet when it comes to us killing each other, nobody want to say nothing. And at this point, yeah, somebody has to yell above, stand on a mountaintop and say, look, stupid motherfucker, because that's what you are when you take another innocent life for no reason, for stupid reasons. I just had to say that. Ida B. Wells, like I said, 10,000 were lynched at the hands of racist white people, probably more than that. Now, the modern-day lynching also is black folks killing each other at an alarming rate, and Chicago is leading. White folks ain't coming into that neighborhood killing Negroes. We doing it to each other. So how many talks do black leaders have to have? How many roundtable discussions? You know, how many marches? So at some point, yeah, you got to call them out their name for them to realize, dang, I am being a stupid motherfucker for taking another man's life that's my color, leaving their mother childless. How dare you? How dare you shed innocent blood? How dare you? God, you got to answer to, fool.
You know, that's the reason, I appreciate that. That's the reason, you know, ladies and gentlemen, I wrote the book. You can get it from Amazon, Abort No More Kings. You know, if we believe we are kings and we're giving birth to kings, if these mothers are giving birth to these kings, and then as they get 14, 15, 16, 17, other kings are eliminating them. You know, there's murderers in our community. If we've got unsolved murders in our community more than any other communities, then, ladies and gentlemen, I'm saying don't join hands with the murderer. I'm saying abort no more kings. We have to make it unthinkable to abort a king in the womb. We have to make it unthinkable to take a gun and shoot another man, take his life, take him off the planet. You're going to have to answer to God for that. You're going to have to stand before God who these people's bloods are crying from the ground, asking and begging for justice. God, give us justice on those that have taken us off the planet before our time. Justice, God. And as they cry out for justice, ladies and gentlemen, the just God will avenge them, because he said he hates those that take innocent blood. He hates those that murder. Again, there's a time where you have to be just for killing. If you come in to destroy me or take my family, then you're going to have to deal with justice there, swift justice. But for me to move out with evil, to move out with bitterness, a dislike and hatred in my heart against another people, my ministry follows him who loved his enemy so much that he died for him. And so this message is a hard message, but it's a needed message that we've got to, you're either going to experience the love of God and be willing to forgive and turn the other cheek, or you can be filled with hatred and bitterness, because that's the other thing. That's what the devil has to offer. God says, turn the other cheek. Pray for them to despitefully use you and persecute you. Bless them and do good to them. And if you see a fool in the middle of the street, the best thing you could do is to do everything you can do to get him out that middle of that street without jeopardizing your life. The best thing you could do is to let him know that you care about him. right now, sir, in the middle of the street, you acting like a stupid. And I'd say your life is valuable. And God has a wonderful, wonderful plan for your life. But to abort your life over stupidity, to abort another king's life over bitterness or something you dealing with the inside, I'm going to say you have to stand before God. And so tonight, ladies and gentlemen, because we appreciate you so much, I feel it necessary to be able to pray for those that have been stupid motherfuckers in their life. You did it. You took the life. You picked up the gun. You got blood on your hand. You got to go before God. I want to go with you. You did it. You aborted the child, whether you knew it or not, that that was a child. And you might have thought it was a clot of blood. You might feel you was doing the right thing. But what I'm trying to tell you is simply this, that you got to stand before God. And you got to say, God, I was stupid in what I did. It was wrong, God. It was sin, God. It was evil, God. But I don't want to be wrong no more. I don't want to be sinful no more. I don't want to be evil no more. I might have repercussions that I got to deal with because you reap what you sow. But, God, I want to be clean. I don't want to be a stupid motherfucker all my life. I don't want to be tainted with this, God. So let's go to God then, ladies and gentlemen. And from your heart of hearts, you cry out to God. You pray to God. And after this show's over, you can still talk to him. But be honest with him. Come clean with him. Father, I just pray right now that everybody under my voice that's ever committed murder, that had hatred in their heart, unforgiveness and bitterness, God, we want to be clean, Master. We've come here for this very purpose, God. Things we can't say in church, we can say on this show, God. Things that we can't approach people with, we can approach here, God. We can open up here, God. We don't want to be stupid no more. We've got some stupid acting children, stupid acting nephews and nieces and relatives, stupid acting neighbors, God. Give us wisdom on what to say and how to handle them, God. And for those of us that committed murder, God, that got hatred in our hearts, God, bitterness, unforgiveness, we've done it, God. We took the gun. We shot. We stabbed. We fought. We cheated. We lied. We murdered. We aborted. Forgive us, God. Forgive us, Master. Forgive us, God. Forgive me, God. Lord God, forgive me, God. I was wrong, God. I sinned, God. Got blood on my hands, but I want my hands to be clean, Master. I don't want to walk out and be stupid, God. I don't want to make stupid decisions, God. I don't want to embarrass my mother, God. I don't want to F up my mother's life, God, and F up other mothers' lives because of my stupid decisions, God. Make me teachable, God. Give me the spirit of the learn, God. Give me a spirit that I can listen, God. Don't let my living be in vain, God. Don't let my praying be in vain, God. I'm a good person, God. Got a good heart, God. But God, I need your help, God. I need you to forgive me, God. I need you to clean me, God. I need you to train me, God. I need you to use me, Master. Don't forget about me, God. My hands are dirty, God. I've got blood on my hands, God. I got wickedness in my heart, God. But I want to be clean, God. I want to be saved, God. I want to be righteous, God. I don't want to be stupid in my decisions, God, that people see me as a stupid person, God. That people see me as a person that makes stupid decisions, God. Help me, God, to see what I don't see. Help me to understand what I don't understand. I give you the praise and I give you the glory, God, if you help me become better, God. Take away this pain in my heart, God. Take away this depression in my mind, God. Take away the haunting feeling of condemnation, God. Tell me what my next step has to be, God. How do I clean it up, God? How do I come clean with my brother, God? How do I come clean with the family, God? How do I come clean with the city, God? How do I make this right, God? Know that you said you'd make my enemies be at peace with me. You said if my ways please you, Master, you would make my enemies be at peace with me, God. Father, I thank you for hearing our prayer. I thank you for hearing my brothers and sisters that prayed this prayer, those that have acted like knuckleheads, those that were stupid in their actions, God. Forgive us, God, the time I was a knucklehead, time I did stupid things, God. Thank you for forgiving me. Forgive me now, God. Cover me for my future, God. Cover my children, God. Cover young men all across this nation, God. I come against the spirit of murder, God. That spirit, God, that will cause men to come up against other men. I condemn that spirit. I come against that spirit. I pray that you release the spirit of love and peace, a spirit, God, of unity, God, that we can walk in unity, work with each other, God, that we will put our rocks down, that we'll beat our swords into plowshares, God, pruning hooks, God, that we study war no more, God, that we'll make up in our minds we're not going to kill nobody. We're not going to kill nobody. We're not going to take nobody's life, God. Help us to make it off planet without having to take somebody's life, God, that having to harbor bitterness and hate in our hearts, God. Change our hearts, God. Touch our hearts, Master. Heal these mothers across the nation that's had to bury their sons because of stupid motherfuckers, God. To heal the hearts, God, of these mothers and fathers, God, that have to bury loved ones, God, because someone acted stupidly and wickedly, God. Heal, God, that the healing pain, the spirit of God, flow through this nation. We come against the spirit of murder in our communities, God. We back that spirit up, God. We ask for the spirit of power, love, and a sound mind, God. Bring soundness to our community, soundness to our families, God. Heal the hearts of those that pray tonight, God. Let them know that you've heard our prayer, God, and it's so right now, that you've heard us cry out to you, God, for forgiveness, God, for a change in our hearts and our minds, God, and that it's all right now, God. We appreciate you, Master. Speak to those that are listening, God, even while they go, God, even while they lay in their bed quietly, God. Deal with our hearts, God. Take our stony hearts, God. Make them hearts of flesh, God. Spirits that's open to hear you. Candles of the Lord, God, that you can penetrate, that you can share and illuminate. Appreciate you, Master. We give you the glory, and we do this show. We start a show, God, only with your guidance. The love of God constrains us. What manner of love is this that we should be called the sons of God? Beloved, behold, what manner of this love is this? There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came forth to bear witness of the light. He was not the light, but he was sent forth to bear witness of the light, the true light, the light of every man that cometh unto his own. He came unto his own, but his own received him not. But to as many as received them, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God, y'all. So we not knuckleheads. We're not stupid MFers. We're sons of God. You sons of God, young men, I expect you to act like it. As sons of God, we don't kill each other. We don't destroy each other. We don't shed innocent blood and hide our hands. Behold, what manner of love is this that we should be called the sons of God? Ladies and gentlemen, I thank you very much for tuning into this show tonight, Dr. Mary Lee's show, as she allowed me to commandeer her show tonight and talk about stop hating that we might not be stupid motherfuckers. I know it's tough. I didn't like saying these words, sometimes God gives you some things at a certain time for certain people, and he said it's going to be bitter in your mouth, but sweet in your stomach. Sweet in your mouth, bitter in your stomach. Either way you take it, ladies and gentlemen, you got to speak it the way God gives it to you. And there is a group, not to everybody, but there's a group that needs to hear it just straight. So I appreciate you coming tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, it's been an outstanding show. Tune in again and be ready to pay attention, participate in our new upcoming show, Stop Hating. Have a good night.